Welcome. Today, we're discussing some seriously concerning predictions about the U.S. Treasury bond market. It's a bit complex, but we'll break it down.
Sounds intense. Lay it on me. What's the core issue?
Basically, the argument is that the U.S. Treasury bond market is teetering on the edge of collapse, and if it goes, the economic fallout would be catastrophic, like worse than 2008 levels of catastrophic.
Whoa. Okay, back up. Why? What's the logic behind that grim prediction?
Multiple factors. One is the sheer amount of U.S. debt held by foreign governments, about 30%. The video suggests these governments might start dumping their holdings due to declining trust in the U.S., which would flood the market and crash prices.
So, a global loss of confidence in the U.S. dollar? That's a big deal.
Exactly, and that's not even the biggest problem. The video points to two more powerful underlying forces. The first, massive government deficits. We're talking trillions of dollars, and it's only projected to get worse.
So the government is spending way more than it's bringing in. How does that tie into the bond market?
To cover those deficits, the government issues treasury bonds, essentially borrowing money. The problem is, they've been issuing a record amount of bonds, dramatically increasing the supply, which pushes prices down.
Supply and demand, got it. But is that really enough to cause a collapse?
Well, add in the maturity wall, trillions of dollars in existing debt coming due that needs to be refinanced by, you guessed it, issuing more bonds. That floods the market even further.
So it's a perfect storm of too much supply. But what about demand? Are people even buying these bonds?
That's where the term premium comes in. It represents the extra return investors get for holding long-term bonds. Right now, it's near zero, meaning investors aren't being compensated for the risk.
So bonds aren't even a good investment right now. That makes the oversupply even worse.
Precisely. The video argues that a realistic term premium, around 1.5%, would push bond yields up significantly, causing bond prices to plummet by 25 to 30%.
Wow. But even if all that happens, why is it so catastrophic? What's the ripple effect?
Everything. Government bond yields are the benchmark for all other interest rates. Higher yields mean higher borrowing costs for businesses, higher mortgage rates. The whole economy slows down, potentially triggering a deep recession.
I see. So the video is painting a pretty bleak picture.
Yeah, it's definitely a worst-case scenario, but it highlights some serious vulnerabilities in the system. The video also mentions something interesting. The breaking of trade partnerships could exacerbate this.
I'm not entirely convinced about the trade partnership angle. I mean, correlation doesn't equal causation. There could be other factors at play.
I get it. It's definitely something to keep an eye on. Like, the data on foreign bond holdings is still lagging, so we don't know the full impact yet. But regardless, the deficit, the maturity wall, and the low-term premium are all real and present dangers.
True. So what's the takeaway here?
The takeaway is that there are significant pressures building in the U.S. Treasury bond market. The combination of high supply and low demand could create a downward spiral with serious consequences for the entire economy. And with that, we conclude our discussion. Remember to stay informed, and thanks for listening.
Goodbye.